Coming up on 820 on Manch, you know, with me on the phone right now on the 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. He is founder of the website dadsdivorce.com. You can also find information about him at mensrights.com. He's also author of the book Your Civil War, A Father's Guide to Winning Child Custody, and also The 10 Stupidest Mistakes Men Make When Facing Divorce. He is going to speak coming up on Thursday, the 28th, at the Omni William Penn Hotel in downtown Pittsburgh, where the American Society of Attorney CPAs presents How to Get Divorced Without Going Broke. Once again, it happens Thursday, the 28th, and the cost is complimentary. Everyone is welcome. Registration at 6, seminar from 6:30 till 8:30, and you can register at mydivorcedollars.com or call 1-855-ATNY-CPA. And, Joey, when it comes to this issue of divorce, for the people who are going through it their second or third time, I would think it's a whole lot easier for them, and they're learning from their mistakes. But for somebody who is really brand new at this, this is their first time through this rodeo, if you will, there are a lot of obstacles and a lot of things that they need to navigate through. What advice would you give to them?
Well, I would agree with you that it's true that experience can be helpful, but I think any listener would cringe at the thought that they even need to go through one divorce, much less five or six.
No, I would agree with you,
but you're right, Robert. It does happen, so your point's well taken. And I think that in order for clients to be effective on their first and last divorce, as they hope, I think that it's important that they take the time to talk with a couple of lawyers to pick the correct person that's going to sort of quarterback to a great extent their divorce. And choosing a lawyer takes some time. And often it doesn't make sense to hire the first person you go see. You know, one tip I would suggest is to confirm that the person you hire only does domestic relations. I think that's important. Domestic relations is too difficult for somebody who has a third of their cases in divorce law and the other two-thirds in miscellaneous stuff. And number two, I would confirm that the attorney you talk with does, in fact, try cases. Believe it or not, there are lots of lawyers who have a fear of the courtroom or they just have an aversion to it. Mm-hmm. And if you ask them of the 100 or so cases they told you they've had in the last year, ask them how many of those did they actually try, you might find that very often they're looking to the floor, they're speaking vaguely, lots of ums. I mean, that's an important question, because if they're not comfortable trying cases, believe me, the judge knows that, and most importantly, opposing counsel knows that. So you have to have an attorney that is perfectly comfortable taking the case to trial if, in fact, that is your best option. And of course, the client wants to settle the case, and I don't blame them. But the bottom line is that sometimes it makes sense to try it if you don't get a reasonable offer.
And it makes a lot of sense in that in order to have the best offer possible and the best negotiating done, that the opposing counsel realizes that who you happen to have is somebody who is completely devoted to this. And there's a willingness to go to court to battle this thing out. You're going to get the best deal. It makes complete sense. Now, this seminar that's going to be held coming up on Thursday, who's the real target here? I mean, is it people who are going through troubled marriages and they think maybe divorce is in their future? Is it somebody who had just been filed, they just got the papers, and now they're not sure what to do next? Is it somebody who's halfway through the process? Who's really the person that would benefit the most from this?
You know, my experience has been, Robert, having done not many of these of this exact seminar, but very similar topics, is that the room will be divided in by roughly thirds, would be my guess. I think about a third will be people who do not have a divorce pending now, but they suspect that there might be a problem in the future. Perhaps they see clouds on the horizon, but there's nothing tangible. In fact, some of those will, in fact, end up celebrating their, you know, golden wedding anniversary.
Okay.
But the point is, about a third of them, I think, will be people who do suspect there's a problem around the corner. I think another third will be people who, in fact, have a case that's either been filed or it's about to be filed. And let's say people who know they're getting divorced and they're in the process of of gearing up and getting ready. And then I think the final third is people who have a divorce pending. They're there because they just want to learn how to be more effective clients. They may have a lawyer that they're happy with and be chugging along. Maybe they have a case that's dragging that they're frustrated with. But whatever reason, I think maybe a third or so of the people there will be people who have cases pending currently.
All right, we are talking with Joe Cordell, founder of Cordell and Cordell Law Firm. Dadsdivorce.com, what kind of information is available at that website?
Well, with all due modesty, Robert, I have to tell you, it is without question the best resource anywhere on the web for information for guys, especially dads, but not just dads, but guys facing divorce. We're the only firm that has the ability. You know, we have 160 plus, 170 lawyers who can generate articles. So we have lots of interesting stuff that's exclusively Cordell and Cordell. It's all free, and we put it on Dad's Divorce, and we have other writers who contribute, other experts from related fields. So it's just it's a treasure trove of information, and it's one of those things that's free. And I don't know why guys would not take advantage of the opportunity to equip themselves.
Okay.
Be wonderful advisors in their divorce.
Joe Cordell, once again, he will be speaking at the American Society of Attorney CPAs presentation of How to Get Divorced Without Going Broke. It's happening on Thursday, the 28th. It's complimentary. It's at the Omni William Penn Hotel in downtown Pittsburgh. Registration is at 6, the seminar from 6:30 till 8:30, and you can register at mydivorcedollars.com. Joe Cordell, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thank you, Robert. I enjoyed it.
Great talking to you. Joe Cordell joining us on the 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline.
Join us the evening of March 7th at the Lexus Club at PNC Park as we honor our hometown heroes. This is Larry Richard. These heroes will be recognized for their outstanding efforts within our community. You'll enjoy dinner, a fantastic presentation.